Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. Gabby Dabrowski and Aaron Routliff are the fourth and fifth ranked doubles players on the WTA Tour. They won the 2023 US Open. They made the semifinals of the Australian Open, and they've both been on the podcast a number of times at this point. I'll link to some of the previous episodes below if you want to hear more from them. But this is a short post-match interview from the Miami Open. So I caught up with them after their round of 16 win. They won 6-4, 6-4. We talk about the match specifically. One thing that I noticed after the match was they really made a big difference on second serve points. So I asked them about that. There's something specific that they do on second serve points that they believed helped them in this match. And something that I feel like you can take away for your own game. We also talk about how they plan to spend their days off. So they were the first team into the quarterfinals in Miami. They were definitely going to have two, maybe 3 days off. So I asked them how they plan to spend that time. We also talked about frustration from missing returns by Aaron. So Aaron was really frustrated in the second set. They were down 2-4. She felt like she was missing too many returns. And they actually made an adjustment that seemed to work because they were able to turn that set around and she was started to make more returns. So I think it's an adjustment that you can make for your own game if you are struggling with some returns. And then at the end, I asked Gabby about a specific phrase that her coach told her during the match and what that meant and why he was telling her that. So Aaron and Gabby went on to win their quarterfinal match. Later today, they're actually playing their semifinal match. So if you're listening to this when it's released on March 29th, you can watch that on Tennis Channel Plus. So again, I'll link to previous episodes with Aaron and Gabby if you want to hear more from them in the show notes. And without further delay, enjoy this brief post-match interview with Aaron Routliff and Gabby Dabrowski. All right, so just a couple questions about the match and then kind of the tournament overall. Y'all are through to the quarterfinals now. Y'all are a step ahead of, I guess, most teams. What did y'all make of the match earlier today?
Well, overall, I thought it was really good. Even when we had, we were down in a lot of games, but we really hung in there. And so I think that showed like really good resilience, that we didn't let those get away, that we just kind of kept, you know, sticking our nose in those points. And luckily a lot of those games turned around in our favor, which pretty much made the match two sets instead of three. Mm-hmm. Which is always nice.
Yeah. One thing I noticed, I was looking at the stats after the match, which I always do, and so the first serves were like pretty even, like first serve percentage, first serve win percentage. But on second serve, y'all won 76%, they won 41%. So really the difference in the match seemed like second serves. Do you think there was something specific that y'all did to hold your second so effectively or return-wise to bring them down to 40%?
I think probably on our seconds, we still try to run a lot of plays and like get first touches at the net. Mm. I think that probably helped.
Quality serves, too.
Yeah, of course. Like, obviously.
But I remember when yours went by me, I was like, nice serve, like good speed on it.
I think that's something we really focus on, is like, just because it's a second serve, it doesn't mean we just go like regular and then figure it out. We try to like know what we're doing and get a touch of the ball, so that probably helped.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And a lot of, it looks like a lot of those second serve points, they a few of them, me specifically, I think hit some like down the line winners, which you just kind of give up, I guess, running some of those plays.
Yeah.
But some of them she misses like by this much. Is that that's just something you kind of live with?
Totally.
Yeah.
If she can hit the alley like that, like consistently, then I feel like we look at like the quality of our serve that we're giving her for her to be able to be that accurate and do it that fast, and then maybe we look at like our net person maybe like moving too fast or something instead of like holding a little bit. But if she can do it, if anyone can do that like consistently, there's a lot of things that we can change before we're like, okay, none of that anymore.
Yeah. So I think y'all are the first team into the quarters.
For sure.
So so y'all are, like I said, a little bit ahead of some of the other teams at this point. You'll probably have a day or two off, maybe even three.
Minimum two.
Yeah. Okay.
The earliest we play is Wednesday.
So. Okay. So what do you have planned for the next couple of days as far as, like, the city outside of practice and stuff like that?
For
and I know
city?
You have to watch Alabama tonight.
Right, yeah.
So...
we don't have anything planned in the city, I don't think. Miami is a little chaotic for us.
Yeah.
What do we have planned? I don't know.
We don't know yet.
I'm rewatching
not
Suits.
Sure. Okay.
I'm watching Fool Me Once.
We're just going to practice.
Okay.
I'll read my book.
We're not going to do anything. We'll get treatment, we'll practice, we'll just wait
relaxing.
Until we play. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we're not going to treat it any different than we would any other time.
I'll probably try to find good coffee.
Okay, there you go.
That's not Starbucks, so maybe go to the mall for a coffee.
Yeah, I think Max Purcell's been doing that.
Yeah, he went to Naughty
He's
Coffee.
He's got his coffee. So we'll, yeah.
I'll try.
We'll probably practice a decent amount, you know. It's nice to kind of have some days to just practice.
Yeah, where you can actually spend longer on the court without worrying about playing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing you have time to get some reps in.
Right.
One more question about the match specifically. Mm-hmm. So there was a moment, I think in the second set you were down 2-4 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Erin, you got really frustrated for a little bit, and then you started to turn it around. Were you frustrated by something specific or just in general kind of not playing your best during that kind of couple of games?
I was frustrated. No, I don't think anything specific. I think I wasn't returning the way that I would have liked to be returning, and so that was frustrating me. I didn't think that they were hitting serves that were... I mean, they were good serves, but I didn't think they were good enough that they would be giving me that much trouble, and they were. So I was just frustrated with myself.
Did you make any adjustments to turn it around, or just trusted the process and kind of came
to you? I always trust the process, but I always do make adjustments. Yeah, I think probably not in that moment. A lot of times, I'm the type of person, I just need to get it out, and then I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely made an adjustment. Like, Gabby stood back a bit when we were down, or when we were up 5-4, because I was struggling on that side returning Adela's serve, and we don't normally do that because I like returning, and
yeah,
that's
normally Aaron's a really aggressive returner, so it's good for my position.
I felt like I couldn't find
the
court. So then us adjusting that really helped, and then in the last game I made 3, so I was like, phew, good time.
Yeah. Last question, Gabby. One thing that I noticed Dan said during some of your returns was relax the shoulders. Is that like a technique thing that y'all have worked on, or talk a little bit about why he says that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit high strung, so tension lives in my shoulders. And so I think just getting reminders to relax, and specifically relaxing my shoulders, is a helpful cue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.